So my project was about genetically modified organisms, and we tested the labeling laws based on the presence of them in corn products.
To see whether or not corn products that had been genetically modified were labeled correctly? Was it?
Yeah, it was testing the labeling laws just to see, like, if natural did have GMOs in them, or if, like, organic products did contain GMOs. And we just used corn products because it was easier that way.
Yeah, what did you find?
We found some interesting results. Like, based on our predictions, we thought that, like, the natural products would have no GMOs. We found some organic products did, and actually one product that had no GMO label did have GMOs in them. So,
and I've heard that can happen from cross-contamination. A farmer's field that's organic could be contaminated by a nearby field that is not organic.
Yeah, exactly. So they're cross-pollination, and there's no way to stop that. So there's a possibility for how that happened.
So you placed fifth in the state, and how did you do nationwide?
Nationwide, I actually didn't to compete because I went as a delegate. I had a poster that got to sit there, but people were able to ask me questions. I was just not able to compete.
How was it?
It was a really good experience. I got to meet kids from all over the nation, and I got to learn so many things about different research going on.
Are you planning to focus on some scientific field for college, genetics or otherwise?
Yeah, I, like, clarified as a biology major. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to go with it, but right now I'm saying biology.
What made you so interested in science? What got you interested in it?
For science, I've just always loved it, and it's just, like, what's caught my attention. I've always been good at it, and it's just what I enjoy more than other subjects.
Diane, tell me about the Johnson Space Center and what you've been doing to qualify for that.
Well, it is a program called WISH Aerospace Scholars, Woman in STEM High School Aerospace Scholars. It's a mouthful.
You probably qualify just memorizing that.
Yeah, that's one of the qualifications. No, I had to apply over Christmas break, which was troublesome because when I applied, I had to send in, like, my transcript, a teacher recommendation, write essays. It was almost like applying to college, I'd like to say. And then I had to take this semester-long course, and which consisted of 8 modules. And it's kind of like chapters, and they would be due every 2 weeks. And I finished my 8th one, and I qualified to go to the Johnson Space Center for their summer camp, their summer experience. But it's also dependent on when I finish my final project, if I do well on that, which hopefully I will.
So you've qualified as long as you finish your final project.
Yes, exactly.
What is your final project?
I have to make a project about a woman who has succeeded in STEM research, and so I chose Madame Curie. She discovered radium. I think it was really interesting. I kind of didn't know anything about her till I read a biography about her that was maybe like 150 pages long. Yes, I don't know. She did a lot of research and discovered this 2 elements, actually, polonium and radium, and which eventually helped us figure out about X-rays and radiation poisoning. And it actually helped us a lot in the medical field as well.
So what do you get to do this summer?
You know, they gave us maybe like a paragraph of what we were doing, but they didn't go into too many details. We're going there and we're split into 4 teams, and we're actually competing against each other. And we are doing like research papers and such. And I think the big thing is we're doing a project on like designing a radiation shield for a spacecraft that would be going to Mars.
What got you interested in science, and particularly this program?
Well, actually, I wasn't really thinking about aerospace, or anything to do with NASA. But then someone encouraged me to take this class, and I have learned so much about stuff I didn't even know existed, and it really has perked my interest about possibly going into something related to the aerospace field.